Welcome to the Dr. Data Show. This is Eric Siegel, and in this episode, I'm going to narrate my article in Forbes, Meta's New Gen AI is Theatrical. Here's how to make it valuable. Concern about a generative AI bubble is growing. To defend against disillusionment, measure its concrete value. Here's the article. Meta just launched its AI assistant on Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger, and Facebook as if firing a missile into a corporate battlefield. And the media is playing along, recounting a battle with ChatGPT. But this chatbot war won't make the history books like an actual robot war. When Meta, OpenAI, Microsoft, and others make ostensibly competitive moves, they aren't fighting for control over a source of great power. Rather, it's largely theatrical, a battle for attention and stature. After all, the field of generative AI is nothing if not a cosmetic play. Instead of demonstrating concrete, proven value, it mostly promotes itself with grand visions of limitless potential. But even though chatbots like Meta AI's assistant and ChatGPT are easier to use than other forms of AI, they're harder to use well, in a way that generates measurable value for an enterprise. Other kinds of AI may not enjoy the same degree of user-friendliness, but some, such as predictive AI, often deliver higher returns than Gen AI. Given today's abundance of sizzle without sufficient steak, consternation is growing. The Washington Post says the AI hype bubble is deflating. Journalists struggle to find examples of transformative change. Investors perceive a backlash against Gen AI's overpromises, and plenty of others agree. Even studies intended to demonstrate Gen AI's value sometimes discover that it fails. Stanford researchers, bullish on the technology, studied the productivity of teams using Gen AI to work on business problems such as how to scale up B2B sales, and compared them to teams working without an AI assistant. Much to their surprise, the researchers found that using Gen AI led to more average ideas, in part because most of the data it's trained on naturally reflects common inside-the-box thinking, and in part because humans using Gen AI may overly trust it and put in less cognitive effort themselves. But these researchers remain bullish, suggesting new guidance for how best to use this technology. Benchmark Gen AI to establish its concrete value. With Gen AI, we don't usually know what its returns might be because Gen AI projects simply neglect to benchmark. But if you aren't measuring value, you aren't pursuing value. Only by assessing the business gains or a lack thereof do you receive the feedback needed to navigate the project successfully. Companies can measure gains as efficiency improvements, such as time savings or increased productivity. One factor delaying benchmarking is that if you do stress test your project, you might be seen as a party pooper. AI hype can be intoxicating, and nothing kills the buzz of fantasizing about immense future potential more than a sober read on today's value. Engaging its performance, you might discover that Gen AI is only good rather than great, a far cry from the dream of game-changing AI. But a proven win is better than a pipe dream. Hold yourself up to the rare standards of, for example, Ally Financial, the US's largest all-digital bank. It reported that marketers were able to reduce the time needed to produce creative campaigns and content by up to 2 to 3 weeks, resulting in an average time savings of 34%. Or follow the lead of one uncommon Fortune 500 software firm studied by MIT Sloan. By using a conversational assistant, the company's customer support team increased the number of issues resolved per hour by 14%, and the increase was higher, 34%, for novice and low-skilled workers. This benchmarking is unusual. Other companies like Airbnb, Intuit, and Motorola report that they're just beginning to measure Gen AI's value, but have yet to report what they've found. Such successes come in part by applying Gen AI prudently. For example, it can often generate useful first drafts for rote tasks, such as certain customer support activities. In contrast, it frequently results in generic content that's too obvious or cliche to help with higher order writing tasks, such as in journalism, where it may instead be best used for copy editing or preliminary research, so long as it's manually fact-checked. In general, any attempt to utilize Gen AI involves an ad hoc experimental process. We live in the Wild West of Gen AI, which is untamed and unpredictable. Its value is not guaranteed. And yet, even if your Gen AI initiative proves valuable, you're likely to find that it still doesn't deliver the revolutionary wins that industry leaders would have us believe possible. The current hype wave continues a long-standing tradition of AI theatrics. AI has always hung its hat on the tantalizing yet relentlessly nebulous word, intelligence. AI overall, and Gen AI more specifically, leverages a baked-in excitement seeded by decades of science fiction and breathless AI speculation. And Gen AI offers an instant appeal that's arguably broader than that of any other technology. Anyone can intuitively interact with it in English or other languages, though critics say it should support more. But the often heard story that technology is well on its way to general human-level capabilities is unfounded. The best way to defend against Gen AI disillusionment is to benchmark its business performance. Rather than indulging in the intoxicating narrative of machine intelligence, focus on credible use cases that deliver concrete value and measure that value to keep your projects on course. Thanks for listening.